Okay, today's daf is B'Metzia, daf Nun Hey. B'Metzia, daf Nun Hey. We are on Nun Dal and Rabbeis. Again, scheduling note, Hashem, today we'll have daf now, and we'll have daf Hashem on Sunday morning also from Beit Shemesh. Next week, I'll be traveling. I will really try, not 100%, but I'm really going to try to give a daf next Wednesday. Next Wednesday morning, hopefully to give a daf from Woodmere, or Tuesday night, or Wednesday morning, one of the two, for Wednesday's daf. But that's the first daf of Ezeo Neshach. I would like to get that online. After that, I assume the next daf will be Monday's daf, and then we'll go straight. Monday's daf, but I hope Monday's daf will be given Sunday night. In the summers, the daf will be up the night before, which is not so much different in hours. The night before New York time, Eastern Standard Time, which will be about camp time, which is whatever it is, it's at night. But I hope to be giving it Sunday through Friday, but the night before. So I'm assuming Sunday will be on Motzi Shabbos, but we'll have to see as it goes. But hopefully today, Sunday, next Wednesday's daf will be up, Bezrat Hashem, and then after that, the following Monday's daf. Okay, so let's take it one by one, though. And then after that, we'll be able to go straight, as long as the internet from Guilford, New York holds up. Okay, here we go. Gufa, Nun Dalad Amid Beis. Gufa, Amr, B'Shua ben Levi, Al Hekdesh, what are we talking about? We're talking about the status of Chomesh, status of Chomshin. Amr, B'Shua ben Levi, Al Hekdesh, Rishon, Mosef Chomesh, V'Al Hekdesh, Sheni, Ein Mosef Chomesh. On original Hekdesh Rishon, you're Makdesh something, it's Hekdesh Rishon. You're Mosef Chomesh, if you redeem that from the Beis HaMikdash, you add on a fifth, V'Al Hekdesh, Sheni, Ein Mosef Chomesh. But for Hekdesh Sheni, meaning if you have Kedusha that comes from other another item, you made something hektish, and then you change the kedusha of hektish A onto hektish B. So that is hektish sheni. So you're not Mosef Chomish on hektish sheni. Amar Rava, my time with Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Why? Amar Kra, v'im ha-makdish yig'ales beiso. So the Pasuk says, if the makdish redeems his house, then he has to add on a fifth. So we're medayik ha-makdish v'lo ha-matfis. Makdish means the original kedusha, not matfis. Matfis means literally you grab the kedusha from one thing onto the other item. So that's referring to hektesh sheni. So you're not Mosef Chomesh on for hatfasa, for hektesh sheni. Tani tarakame derbi Elazar. There was a brice that said in front of Rabbi Elazar. Vim bibehema hatmea ufdei be'erkecha. If one is makdish, a tummy animal, a non-kosher animal, and you are redeeming it, ufdei be'erkecha, its value, right? Somebody says, my horse should belong to the Beis HaMikdash. So what can you do with a horse? You can't use the horse for bedek habayis, right? For actual bedek habayis, right? It's not a silver spoon, it's not a bowl, and you can't obviously use it for a carbon. So what is it? So it's the value of the non-kosher animal that was donated to the Beis HaMikdash. So you have to redeem it. So we have a drusha though as follows: Ma behema tameya miyuchedes. Just like behema tameya, a non-kosher animal is unique. Shetchilasa hektish, that it is original hektish. Tchilasa hektish. We'll see that this is going to contrast to at least sof hektish. Sof hektish means something that is going to be used itself for the Beis HaMikdash, either as a karban or as a klisharis. So a behema tameya cannot be sof hektish. Right, it cannot be used for anything permanently in the Beis HaMikdash. So, just like if a non-kosher animal is unique in that it's tchilas hektish, v'kula l'shamayim, and it is all going to be used for shamayim, for Hashem, meaning you're not going to get to eat any of it. Right, it's not like a carbon shlamim, which some of it you might have given to the Beis HaMikdash, but you're going to be able to enjoy some of the benefit. No, that's not true by a non-kosher animal. V'kula l'shamayim, u'mo'alin ba, and there is me'ila by it. It's full kedusha. The Isra me'ila applies. Of kol, so we say so too. Why does the Pasuk talk about behemah tameya? To tell us this drasha. Just like behemah tameya is original hektish, it all goes to Hashem, and there's me'ila. Of kol she'tukila sa hektish, v'kula l'shamayim, mo'alin ba. So do anything. So Rabbi Elazar hears this brisa, and Amar Leila Rabbi Elazar Latana. So Rabbi Elazar says to the Tana, Bishlama kula l'shamayim. I understand the phrase kula l'shamayim. What that is excluding? Lim ute kashim kalim is to exclude kashim kalim, to exclude shlamim, which is the main example of kashim kalim. Why? Kivon de islula b'alam gavayu. Since the owner eats some of the kashim kalim, right? Eats some of the meat. Less behu me'ilah. There's no me'ilah there. There's only me'ilah by something that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. But by certain parts of a kashim kalim, because it's not kula l'shamayim, there is no me'ilah. So I understand, says Rabbi Elazar, that phrase of the Braisa. Kula l'shamayim is excluding Kachi Kalam. Elo Tchilas Hekdesh Lemutimai. What's Tchilas Hekdesh excluding? This is Tchilas Hekdesh, and there is Me'ilah, so too, anything is Tchilas Hekdesh. Tchilas Hekdesh Hu De'isbu Me'ilah, so Hekdesh Lesbuhim Be' Me'ilah. What do you mean? If I have something that I gave spoon to the base of Mikdash, and then I change the Kedusha of the spoon onto a bowl, what, there's no Me'ilah by that bowl? Yes, there is. There's Me'ilah by Sof Hekdesh. Let's say I change the Kedusha of the spoon onto a kosher animal, right? Or anything. What does the Brisa mean that only Tchilas Hekdesh has Me'ilah, but not Sof Hekdesh? So he answers that it's a Rabbi Lazar, says in his Brisa, Dilma le'in Yechomish ka'amrit. Maybe you meant it's regarding Chomesh? Maybe you thought this Brisa is referring to Chomesh? Ukid Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi? And like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who just said 5 lines ago that there is no Me'ilah by Chomesh because Chomesh is not called Tchilas Hekdesh, right? Because Chomesh is, you're redeeming something that you already makdish. So Chomesh is the secondary level. So is Chomesh excluded? And therefore, meaning, even if you would say there is Me'ilah and it's full Kedusha by Emsa Hekdesh, but Chomesh you wouldn't have Me'ilah by? So Amar Lei, in Hachika Amina, yes, this is what I meant. This is what the Brisa meant. Says the Rashi, to explain the Gemara, where does it refer to Chomesh in this Brisa, though? Where in the words? All it says is ein bo me'ilah. Right? What does me'ilah have to do with chomesh? So Rashi explains the words ein bo me'ilah just mean that we know there is a chomesh by me'ilah. We're going to have later on chamesh prutos hein, and we're going to have on amud beis chamesha chumshin hein on an hema beis. 5 chomeshes. So one of the cases that you pay chomesh for is me'ilah. So that's what it means in the Brisa. When it says labu bo me'ilah, just means there's no chomesh. Look at Rashi. On the Rashi says on the second to last line, Dimalini Chomish Kamrit, Hach Me'ilah, Lav Me'ilah Mamish Kamar. The word Me'ilah in this Brisa does not really mean Me'ilah. When it means maul and bow or ain maul and bow, that's not what it means. Velo Bananam and Hekdesh, doesn't do with the Isser of Me'ilah. Ela Bechomish Kamar, really is talking about Chomish. Ubaba Liftos Hekdesh Kamar. It's referring to taking the Kedusha of Hekdesh off of something and adding a Chomesh. V'kari l'chomesh me'ilah, mishim demim me'ilah, na mishaya Chomesh. It just uses the word me'ilah in the Brisa because there is Chomesh by me'ilah too. It's one of the 5 Chomeshin. V'lamu'ute Hekdesh Sheni asa, k'shur ben Levi, and it's excluding Hekdesh Sheni, that there is no Chomesh by Hekdesh Sheni. That just like behemoth tamei, again, so how do you read the Brisa? Just like by a non-kosher animal, it is original Kedusha, and there is no Me'ilah. And there is Me'ilah. So to anything that is Tchilas Hekdesh, there is Me'ilah. So that really means, just like a non-kosher animal is original Kedusha and it has Chomesh, so to anything that has original Kedusha has Chomesh, excluding something that does not have original Kedusha, does not get Chomesh. If it's Sof Hekdesh, it does not get Chomesh. That is the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Chomesh could only come from something that was originally hukdash by somebody. Right? If I'm makdash something, then when I, the owner, redeem it, so then I add on a Chomesh. But if it's already secondary level, that does not demand Chomesh. The din of Chomesh in the Torah is only if I redeem something that I was makdash, but not if there's another level in between. Okay, meaning the secondary Hekdesh does not have the same power to be Mechayim Chomesh as original Hekdesh. Next, Amalei Rav Ashi LeRavina, finishing up this discussion. Behema Temeya, Betchilas Hekdesh Isa, Be'emsa Hekdesh Lesa. 1 minute. The Brisa said that if Behema Temeya is original Kedusha, so to everything that's original Kedusha. What about a Behema Temeya could be middle Kedusha? How? Meaning, let's say I'm makdish something for Bet HaKabayis. We got makdish my bookcase. This bookcase should have, obviously the bookcase is not going to be hukrav on the Mizbeach. So there are 2 areas, as we're going to talk about hopefully later if we have time, the 2 types of Kedusha that items of the base of Kedusha have is Kedusha's Bet HaKabayis. Right, the money is going to be used, and Kedusha's Mizbeach, right, the goof of the animal is going to be used. So let's say I'm makdish my bookcase to the base of Mikdash. So what's the base of Mikdash going to do with my bookcase? So I can't shlub my bookcase. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to change the Kedusha of the bookcase onto my donkey. Onto my donkey. So now my donkey has Kedusha's Bet HaKabayis. Then I'm going to bring my donkey to the base of Mikdash, and then I'll switch it, and I'll deal with it. So you see, a non-kosher animal could be Emsa Hekdesh too. It doesn't just have to be Tchilas Hekdesh. So what does the Brisa mean? Just like a non-kosher animal has Tchilas Hekdesh, so do anything with Tchilas Hekdesh. An non-kosher animal also could be emsa hekdesh. That's the Gemara's question. So Gemara says, Amar lei lefishena besof hekdesh. What it really means is that it's not besof hekdesh. It can't be the final stage. As we said, you can't, a non-kosher animal cannot be used itself in the base of Migdash. So when it means, when it says tchilas hekdesh, it at least excludes sof hekdesh. So says the Gemara, Amar lei revacha midifti l'ravina. Be'emsa hekdesh miha isa. But fine, it's excluded from sof hekdesh, but at least emsa hekdesh it could be. Velosif na michomesh. If you're comparing it to behema tamea, so then you should say just like behema tamea, which could also be emsa hekdesh, it could be a middle stage, you're mosif chomesh. So to every middle stage should be mosif chomesh. It should only be sof hekdesh that's excluded, that you're not mosif chomesh on. So Amar Lei, no. Hari huk is sof hekdesh. No, you compare emsa hekdesh to sof hekdesh. Ma sof hekdesh in a mosif chomesh, av emsa hekdesh in a mosif chomesh. You have that limud. You have the limud of sof hekdesh. Again, the final stage of hekdesh, which is not an original hakdasha stage. That for sure is not mosif chomesh. That's our drasha. So we compare emsa hekdesh to sof hekdesh. Amar Lei Rav Zutcher, Breder Amar Lei Ravina, my chazes to medamis lei lesof hekdesh nedam nedmei letchilas hekdesh. 1 minute. Asks Rav Zutra, right? We have an abraisa. We have a limud in abraisa, right? The abraisa that we just had on the previous amud. The abraisa says something that is sof hekdesh that is going to be used for the. It's going to be used actually for the Beis HaMikdash, and it's not the original stage of hakdasha. Meaning, I did something else first, and then the kedusha changed onto this, and this is going to be used. There is no chomesh paid if you redeem that. There is no chomesh paid, and I know by tchilas hekdesh there is chomesh paid. My shaila is emsa hekdesh. So the Gemara assumes that we compare emsa hekdesh to sof hekdesh. So the Gemara says, why? Why do you compare emsa hekdesh to sof hekdesh compared to tchilas hekdesh? So the Gemara answers, no. Amalei mistaver l'sof hekdesh havelei l'demuye. No, it makes sense for us to compare it to sof hekdesh. Why? Shekei nitfas me nitfas. Because you're comparing and learning something that grabbed kedusha from something else, nitfas, from something else that grabbed kedusha from something else. Meaning, stage 2 and stage 3 of Hakdasha are similar in that they weren't, it's not yesh me'ayin. It was yesh me'yesh, as we would call it, using the Ramban's Lashon from Brachos. There's kedusha that comes from another kedusha. It wasn't kedusha that was created. That's why we'll compare emsa hekdesh to sof hekdesh. Says the Gemara, adarabah, just the opposite. L'tchilas hekdesh havilei l'demuyeh. You should compare emsa to tchila. Why? Shekein davar sheyesh acharav kedusha. Mi davar sheyesh acharav kedusha. By stage 1 and stage 2, it's possible to have a stage of kedusha after it. So that should make them comparable. And because there's a stage of Kedusha that's possible after it, you should say it still retains certain power, and therefore you should be Chayef Chomesh if you redeem it. So answers the Gemara, and that's the Gemara, you're right. It's not just based on Svara, it's based on a drasha. Kidda Amar Rava, as Rava says elsewhere, Ha'ola Ola Rishona. Rava darshins the hay by Ha'ola to teach me the first Ola. Hachanami hatemeya temeya rishona. So to hatemeya, when it says behema hatemeya, so it's referring to the temeya, the first. The first meaning only the original kedusha is machayev chomesh, but not later kedushas, not emsa and not sof. So that's the drasha. That's what we end up saying, that only tchilas hekdesh has chomesh. What's this drasha of haola ola rishona? Rashi quotes. One, that it's referring to the pasuk at the beginning of Vayikra Vav Ha'ola, where we darshan the first carbon brought every day is the carbon Ola, the Tamid. Right, the Tamid Shoshacha, that has to be the first carbon every day. It's called the Asei Dahashlama. It was referred to elsewhere. The Asei being Mashlim, you have to complete all other carbonos after the Tamid Shoshacha. Nothing is done before the Tamid Shoshacha. Well, something is done. The Trumas Hadashin is done. And they do certain... other avodos, but no carbon. No carbon is brought before the Tamid Shel Shachar. That's the Aseid Hashlama Ha'ola Ola Rishona. That's what's the context of Rava. Tosus quotes two other pshatim, what the Ha'ola means. Maybe it means whenever the third, I'll just say the last, Tosus gives three pshatim. The first is Rashi's. The third one in Tosus Ha'ola is Inami Rishona Lechinach HaMizbeach. Let's say Bnei Yisrael are ready to be mechanech l'mizbeach and they get ready in the afternoon. You're in the afternoon, so what do you start with? So you're not going to bring a carbon that afternoon. Right? Because the mizbeach has to be mechunach, has to be started with the Tamid Shel Shachar. And if it's ready after that time, you have to get away. Tamid Shel Shachar has to be mechanech the mizbeach. The second shot is maybe that was the first one they brought in the midbar. But that is the drasha of Ha'ola, Ola Rishon. Next, Tani Kamatz Rabbi Shimon Levi. Now let's bring up Brisa to support Rabbi Shimon Levi. Again, what does Rabbi Shimon Levi say? He's the one that says, only Tchilas Hekdish has Chomesh. Only something that I was Makdish, then if I redeem it, I have to add on a Chomesh to the Beis HaMikdash. But, right, Mehiri Yibana Beis HaMikdash, this is going to be very Halachol Maisa. If I'm Makdish something and then I switch to Kedusha, when do I have to add on a Chomesh? But if it's Emsa Hekdish or Sof Hekdish, so then there is no Chomesh needed to be added. So what's the Brisa? As follows. Parazu tachas parazu shel hektish. If I say this cow should go, the kedusha of this cow should go to the other cow, or talis zu tachas talis shel hektish, or these two garments, the kedusha to switch from one to the other, hektesho padui, the kedusha switch works. Right, I did not. The important point of this brisa, Rashi and the Rishonim explain, is that you didn't mention a value. All you said was this cow should be instead of this cow. Maybe one of them is worth more than the other one. So the Gemara said, it doesn't matter. The Kedusha of these cows or these garments works, and V'yat Hekdash al Halyona. But Hekdash always wins. Meaning if the cow that you switch the Kedusha to is worth more, wonderful. If the cow that you switch Kedusha from is worth more, you got to pay the difference. Either way, Yad Hekdash al Halyona. But you could switch the Kedushas. But what if you specify value? Parazu bechamesh slaim tachas para shel hektish. This cow that's worth 5 slaim should have the kedusha of this hektish cow. Talazu bechamesh slaim tachas talis shel hektish. What if you specified an amount? Then hekdesho padui. Then it works. And Rashi explains, even though you specified a value, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because the halacha is important. Rashi hekdesho padui afobit shalosham damim kitzuvin. Even though you didn't specify. Specific. This is the Rashi on the previous line. The Kaimalon Hektash Shavimana Shekilah Shavapruta Mechula. We paskin that even if you take $1,000 worth of Hektash item and you mechal it onto a Shavapruta, it will still be Mechula, and you can get Hanah from it. You just have to pay the difference. But the next Rashi says, that's the one I was interested in now, that Talazu B'chamish Slime, even if you specify it works, Afal Pisha Eino Shava, even though it's not worth the 5 slime. Even though you were wrong, still, you don't say what you did is nothing. Even though you specified, Hektish still wins, the Kedusha goes, and you pay the difference if Hektish is on the downside. Hektish always is on the has the upper hand. And then the Brisa adds on, which is what's important for us now, Al Hektish Rishon, most of Chomesh, Al Hektish Sheni, most of Chomesh. So it's the favorite, like Rav Shimon Levi, the first part was just added on, but really didn't have anything to do with the specific case. You read this Gemara, and Tosa's question jumps out at you. Right. What was the case here? The kedusha of para rishon should go to para sheni. One second. Isn't that an example of an avera, tamura? You're not allowed to switch kedushas. Hey, ask Tosa, what's going on here? The Brisa gave an example of tamura. This year of tamura of substitution. I have an animal that was not kedusha to the base of mikdash, and I say the kedusha. You know what? I wanted this animal for supper. You know what? So you know this is the kedusha of this animal switches to the other animal. So you know what? For number one, that's an issa daraisa. Right, now that I do that. Number two, you know what? They're both kadosh. So Mrs. Asay, Bahayahu Smaraso Yekodesh. They're both kadosh. So ask Tosis, what's going on here? Tosis and Parav, Yim Tomar. Vihaksi, Bahayahu Smaraso Yekodesh. What do you mean, Hekdesho Padui? That the Kedusha switches. That can't be. Tosis has two answers. Answer number one, Yishlomar, Tachamari Bekachi Bedekabayis. Vihafilu Bitzmimim. No, you were makdish an animal, but for kachibed kabayis, something that you're not really supposed to do. But you have a sheep that you gave to the Beis HaMikdash, but you specify that this sheep should not be given on the mizbeach as a karban. Its value should be used to buy bowls and forks and shovels. Right? You specify it's kachibed kabayis, so there's no tamura by kachibed kabayis, even by a tamim. You aren't supposed to do that. Reb Reish Tamur, it says, Hamafis Tamil Betakabayas, Avavish over below Sasei, an animal that could be used on the Mizbeach. You're not supposed to do it. You're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to give it to the Mizbeach. But that is answer number one of Tosfos. Says Tosfos answer number two, skip a couple of lines. Inami, Mairi, Afilu Bakachi Mizbeach, Ukigon Shekadam Hamum Lehektish. Let's say you were Makdash an animal for Kachi Mizbeach, but it had a mum before you were Makdash it. So it never really achieved Kedusha Lagabi Hamizbeach. That also, there is no tamura by there, by that example, because it has kadamum lehekdesha. What if you got that? That's the next line. You can't say if it got a mum afterwards. Ukegon diyado According to Yado Hakodesh, lo avit tzmura elahecha to anach Yado Achulin, the parazu tachas para shall hektish. Mashma the Yado Achulin. It's mashma that it's mashma that's not the case. If it did happen in that case, then the halach is that you can redeem it. The halach is also that you can redeem it, but it just doesn't sound like that's the case, says Tosis. Let's talk about tzmura for a minute. The Monia Mitzvos talk about this hashkafa behind the avera of tzmura. The Rambam and the Chinuch. The Rambam here is very extensive. The last halacha in Hilchos Tmura, which also happens to be the last halacha in Sefer Karbanos. The last halacha in every Sefer of the 14 books of the Rambam is usually a hashkafic point. The last halacha in Hilchos Tshuva is about Avas Hashem. The last halacha in Hilchos Tmura, this halacha in Hilchos Kedusha. The last halacha, obviously the last halacha in Hilchos Malachim, is always a hashkafic point. So here in Hilchos Tmura, the Rambam talks about hashkafa. Perek Dal at Alcha Yud Gimel. He says, "Afal pishakol chukei haTorah gzeros heim kamosha biarnu." Even though I know that all of Torah is gzeros hakasuv. Right, Rawi lahisponein bahem, but it's still worthwhile, says the Rambam, to think about the mitzvos. V'chol sha'ata yachol li'tein lo tam, tein lo tam. And if you can figure out a reason, it's good to give a reason. V'hari amru chachamim rishonim, sha'amelech Shlomo hevin rov ha'tamim shakol chukei haTorah. Right, and the Chazal say that Shlomo understood most mitzvos. Actually, most. Is that excluding one? Would he say most excluding one? Right, or more? Right, so that's interesting. L'chora he would say all except for one, if he meant all except for one. But the Rambam says, Yireli, it appears to me, what is the ta'am for the Isser of Timura? Yarda Torah l'sof machshav esha'adam. The Torah went down and figured out what people usually do. V'ksas yitzro hara shetivo shel adam note laharbos kinyano v'lachos amamono. People's teva is to be very makpid about their money and their possessions. V'yafal pisha nadav ehikdish. And even though I was inspired, I heard a great shir, and then I was said, you know what? That was great. My animal goes to the Beis HaMikdash. You know, an hour later, it might wear off. An hour later, how did I just do that? I don't want to give that animal. It's my best animal. So the Torah knows that people might change their minds. So therefore, after shachazar bo, v'nicham b'yifte, b'pachas b'shavyo, amra Torah, the Torah says, no. Once you do something good, That's it. You can't take it back. That's the Isser of Temura. And even though you might want to give something better, low plug. You can't have any distinctions. And therefore, that's the Hashkafa by the Isser of Temura. The Sefer HaChinuch quotes the Rambam in Mitzvah Shin Nun Beis, all the way at the end of Sefer Vayikra. But then he says his own idea. He says, you shouldn't mess around with Kedusha, because we should have reverence for Hekdesh. That's what Temura is about. It's about having reverence for the Beis HaMikdash. Sheratza Hashem Barachu lahatil mora b'leiv b'nei adam b'chol inyani hektish. Tziva akasov l'bal nishneh hadvarim b'kiva sh'eskacha behema tiyeh b'kdushasa la'olam. V'lo nachshov l'hafkiya b'kdushasa l'achlifa b'behema acheres. And if we do, it's an avera, and we lose anyway. So that's the two ideas behind the Isser of Temura. The Brisker Rav discusses in one of the letters at the end of his Sefer, I think we mentioned one yesterday, yes, Sefer Kishasiyah, the Brisker Rav mentions the Chakira of the Achronim about Temura. Right? Temura, we know the Kedusha comes from this animal, so that Kedusha should be Kadosh, and instead both of them are Kadosh. Is Temura similar to what we would call Sof Hektish type of idea? When I'm Makdish animal A, and then I just try to switch the Kedusha to animal B, and now I say both are Kadosh. Was I Makdish animal B? It had to do with something that I did. Or was animal B's Kedusha only an outgrowth of animal A's Kedusha? That's big lumdus in the Rishonim already, and the Gemara talks about it, and there are many nafkaminas. Will the second animal ever be able to have certain stronger elements than the first animal? Or will it always be lower or shaveh? Right, so that is a big discussion, but that's the chakira in Temura. Is Temura about a hakdasha rishona, or is it just coming from the original animal? Okay, let's continue now. If we have time, we'll come back to these 2 days of Tosfos about kachay b'degabayas kachay mizbeach, or Rav Chaim's chiddush that we mentioned a number of times in the past about the difference in those types of kedusha, b'degabayas and kachay mizbeach. Okay, we'll see. We'll mention the Rambam if we have time. Says the Mishnah. So now the next 2 Mishnayos are a couple of Shas Mishnayos, meaning it starts off with a context from our Gemara in HaZahav, but then it branches off and says, once we're talking about this, let's generalize. Ha'ona'a arba kesef. Right? Ona'a is for kesef. What does for kesef mean? It means based on the previous Mishnah. Previous Mishnah we had said that ona is 1/6, 4 out of 24. So that's what it means. It doesn't mean four. The Ritva says it doesn't mean four. It just means if you have 24, which is the deal, the amount we were talking about in the previous Mishnah, that's why it's 4 out of 24. Vahataina shtei kesef. Once we're talking about amounts, let's talk about other amounts. Taina shtei kesef. When somebody is toveya, their friend. Reuven is toveya Shimon, you owe me money. The minimum amount that he can be toveya is 2 silver coins. Shtei kesef. Vihahoda'a shaveh pruta. So that the hoda'a, the admitting to that tvia, can be a shaveh pruta, right? Moed b'miksas, the laws of hoda'a only apply if one is moded to a shaveh pruta. What does the kfira have to be? The Gemara here does not discuss that. That's discussed elsewhere. But the taina needs to be 2 kasef and the hoda'a shaveh pruta, right? Gemaras and discussions from Maseches Shavuos. So now the Gemara Mishnah says, chamesh prutosein. There are 5 prutos. There are 5 laws where pruta is the important amount, the important value. Ha hoda shaveh pruta. Number one is hoda. Right? If somebody is moded to a shaveh pruta, then they are chayiv and moded b'miksas. One of the 3 shvuah daraisas. Number 2, the ha'ishim is kadeshes b'shaveh pruta. And a woman, according to what we paskin, like Beis Hillel, a woman is only married if she gets a shaveh pruta in her hand. If I give her something worth less than a shaveh pruta, we're not married. Got to give her at least a shaveh pruta. Fine, that minhag is to give a ring or to give a coin in some Sephardic circles. But, right, but you can give anything. You can give anything worth a shaveh pruta. You can give a potato. You can give a chair. I don't know what type of marriage that would start off as, right? But, you know, sometimes, maybe if she loves potatoes, you know, you want to give her something. And if somebody benefits mi'ila, the isra of mi'ila means you got benefit a shaveh pruta from the Beis HaMikdash. That's pruta number 3. Number 4, v'hamoti shaveh pruta chayav lahachris. If you find a shaveh pruta aveda, you have to announce. If you find something worth less than a pruta, you do not have to announce in terms of hilchas aveda. And finally, number 5, hagozel es chaveru shaveh pruta. If I steal a shaveh pruta from my friend, v'nishbalo, and I swore that I don't have it, yolichenu achra v'filo madai. As we had at the end of Baba Kama, you have to schlep after him, even to madai. Rashi explains you can't even give it to a shliach, to his eved. Special din that you have to give it to him. 2 left off the list that the Rishonim discuss. The Ritva here asks, what about buying karka? Right, in order to buy karka, kesef karka, right, is also a pruta. Pruta is the smallest amount. So the Ritva says, amazingly, it's the miuchas to the Ritva. This isn't the real Ritva, the miuchas, the old Ritvas. The Ritva says, maybe it's, what's the makar for Kenyan karka with kesef? Kicha kicha mistei Ephron. And Kichem Yisteafron is also one of the Makaras for Kesef Kiddushin. So maybe when it says Kiddushin here, maybe it's extension is the same limit as Kiddushin, and therefore Karka is included. Tosfos in Gittin asks, what about, doesn't Gittin Dav Yud Beis Me Beis, why isn't redeeming, that you can't be Mashish, Hektish isn't Bepruta, right? The Ein Hektish Chal Al Pachat Bishavapruta. You can't be makdish less than a shaveh pruta. So why isn't that on the list? Right, the avera of me'ila being nana for the base of mikdash shaveh pruta, that's there. What about being makdish something? So Rashi says in Gittin Yud Beis Me Beis, because you cannot be makdish something less than a shaveh pruta. Tosfos says you can, but people generally don't. That's why it's not on the list, but it's a crucial machlokas. Rashi and Tosfos, Yud Beis Me Beis and Maseches Gittin, can you be makdish something less than a shaveh pruta? And whenever it comes up. But Rashi says you cannot. Tosfos says that you can, but generally people don't. That's why it is not on the list. The Rashba there has a middle opinion. The Rashba there says, Nehi dehektish vadai dechal akol shehu mikomakom ein molin bepachin bishavar pruta. Even though hektish is chal less than a shavar pruta, like Tosfos, but it's not going to fulfill, it's not going to achieve full kedusha in order to create mi'ila from it. So you have a type of hektish. There are other Rishonim that discuss this in another context. Is there ever a type of hektish, real hektish, that does not have the isra mi'ila by it? Says the Rashba, this is one of them. If you're makdish something that's less than a shaveh pruta, it can achieve kedusha, but there is no mi'ila by it, at least on a d'oraisa level. At least on a d'oraisa level, there is no mi'ila by something that is less than a shaveh pruta. We'll get to that. The Gemara will discuss. One other point, though, the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch asks on the last line of the Mishnah, right? A kozos chaver shaveh pruta. If you steal a shaveh pruta from somebody, you have to schlep it back. So we know that the full iser d'oraisa with a chiyuv hashava of gezel was only shaveh pruta. We know the Rambam says beferish that both by gneva and gezela, if you steal a kol shehu, a tiny amount, you're still over the issa daraisa. You still violate the issa daraisa, but the where's my mechasena? Here. You still violate the Issa D'Oraisa, but you do not have a Chiyuv HaShava. So the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Lamed, the Mitzvah of returning stolen object, has the following Chakir. He says, why is that? Why, if you steal less than a Shavar Pruti, is there no Chiyuv HaShava? Why not? Right? So it says, is it because of a formal din in Shiurin? Just like there is Shiurin to everything. Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, there's a shear of Kizai, there's a shear of Kibetza. We discussed last Shabbos, there's a shear of 12 and 13 years old, according to the Rush. That's also Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. So there's shearin, and less than the shear, there's no Chiyuv HaShava, period. Or do we say, no, it's based on Mechila. A person is Mocha less than a Shavar Pruta. There is the Avera, it's not a din in shearin. It's money that you stole. But really, it's a din of Mechila. L'may Nafkamina, Mechas Chinuch quotes, seven Nafkaminas. If you ever have to give a little shear, between Minchal Ma'ariv, nice hakira, but the nafkaminas, right? You have chiyav right, next shavuos maybe, right? Said the minchas chinuch and kuf lamid. It depends. Many nafkaminas depend on this. What if the guy, when you stole from him, is screaming, "I'm not mochel, I'm not mochel," right? So then maybe you would say that if it's based on mechila, doesn't work. If it's based on, it's less than the formal shear, then even if he's screaming, it doesn't matter. What about stealing from a cherishot of a katan who are lav b'nei mechila ninu? If you steal pachas v'shevar pruta from them. So again, if you say it's based on mechilas, then here you would be chayav to give it back because there is no mechila, right? So, but pachas v'shevar pruta, you would not have to give it back. What if you stole less than a shevar pruta and then it goes up in value and now it's worth a pruta? Now it's worth a pruta. Only the menchas chinuch could think of all these cases. So again, if it's based on a din of mechilas, now he's not mochel anymore. Now it's worth a pruta. He wants it back. But if it's a din of a formal din of stealing less than a shavar pruta, then it doesn't work. So then you would still not have to give it back. Okay, other nafkaminas as well. But could you? What if you steal half a pruta and then the next day you steal another half a pruta? So now you have a pruta from your friend. So if you say again it's based on mechila, then he would say he's not mochel now because now you have a pruta of his. But if you say it's based on a formal shear by every ma'isek zela, then so what? You stole nothing from him, and then you stole nothing from him in terms of the Chiyuv HaShava. So again, other nafkaminas, but this is a Minchas Chinuch, a Mitzvah Kuf Lamed, why the shear is a pruta. Says the Gemara, Vayter, Tanina Chada Zimna. Why does our Mishnah say what it says? Basically, everything in the Mishnah is written elsewhere. Ha'ona Arba Kesa, Master Arba Kesa L'Sela, Shus L'Mekach. The first line of the Mishnah we already had in the previous Mishnah, right, on Daf Mem Tes. Answers the Gemara, you're right. The first line is extra. Hatayna shtei kesef al dasha v'pruta isrichalei. No, you need it for the second line. Hanami tanina. The second line is also, we know it from Mishnah and Shavuos. Shavuos hadayana matayna shtei kesef al dasha v'kesef. That's also extra. Say v'tzrichalei, you need it for the next line. Tiktani chamish pruto sein. Okay. First two lines of the Mishnah are extra. The third line is the Chiddush, the Chamish Pruto Sein. Chamish Pruto Sein v'chulu. But listen, nami ha'ona v'pruta. Why isn't ona listed? That ona is a pruta, right? The ona, a pruta is 1/6. If you rip somebody off a pruta, so then that is also a pruta. Amar of Kahana, Zoso Meres, ain't ona la pruto. Says of Kahana, it must be. There is no ona when it comes to prutos. Meaning prutos are such small coins. It's like if you, a penny, right? A penny is 1/6 of the transaction. You rip somebody off a penny. So even if it's 1/6, it might be so small, the Torah is not makshiv such a rip-off. And therefore, even if it's 1/6 the amount, so that's what Rav Kahana says. There's no when it comes to tiny, small amounts of prutos. And Esau is the smallest amount. But Levi, Amar Levi says, no, yeshon all the prutos. V'chein tani Levi must say. Levi even has it in his braisa. Chamesh prutos hein, and ona is on the list. Ona pruta, v'hauda pruta, v'kidusha isha v'pruta, v'gezel pruta, v'yeshiva stayana v'pruta. So he took some off and added some. We're going to talk about each one. Why he added some, why he took some off. What does he have? He has ona, hoda, kiddusha isha. That's in our Mishnah. Gezel, Rashi goes two cases of gezel. If you steal something and you're getting it to madai, or even if you swear falsely, asham gezelos, about a pruta's worth of money, that also is included in pruta. V'yeshivas hadayanim. Bezdin will only accept a case if it's a pruta's worth of a case. Less than a pruta, they won't sit down. You're right, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Beis Hashem, we'll get to at the end of next year, that no matter what the value given to Bezdin, let's say if Bezdin is a pruta's worth of a case comes to them, and then the next day a $6 billion case comes to them, they have to go in order, Right, you can't show favoritism to the rich person, but if it is a pruta, they got to take it. Less than a pruta, they don't have to take. So that's on the list too. Answer the Gemara about Tana Didan Maitama Loktani Yeshivas Adayanim. Why didn't our Mishnah put in Yeshivas Adayanim on the list? Tana like Gazel. Yeah, it's including Gazel. Gazel means Din Torahs of a Pruta. Umilotani Gazel Tani Aveda. So, I mean, Aveda is also written separately. That also, if it's Gazel, is a general statement about cases, Dinim Amanis cases, so why is Aveda on the list? So, Anachat Srichalei. No, Gazel and Aveda each teach us a Chiddush. Gazel, I go to Mechaber Shavar Pruta, Vinishbalo Yilchen Rachrav Afilu Madai. Gazel teaches me the Madai Chiddush. Aveda, Hamoti Aveda Shavar Pruta, Chayav Lahachriz, Yafagav Dizal. Even though it goes down less than a Pruta afterwards, you still have to announce. What's the afterwards? So Rashi says, if it goes down in value after you found it, and before, right, Rashi, second to last Rashi, Bein Metzia L'Achraza, after you found it, before your Machris. So the Marsha says, based on the Rashi, if it went down in value before you found it, from the time that he lost it, so then you don't have to be Machris. It goes by the Shas Metzia. That's what it seems like from Rashi and the Marsha's explanation of it. The Ritva discussed it. He's not sure about that, but that is Rashi. V'Levi, back to the Gemara. V'Levi, my time, Alotani Aveda Bepruta. Why didn't Levi say Aveda Befeirish on his list? Tanalei Gazel is included in Gazel. V'Milotani Gazel V'Klani Yeshiva Sadayanim. But if Gazel is a general statement, so why is Yeshiva Sadayanim on the list? Yeshiva Sadayanim is Rihalei. No, that's telling me a specific Kiddush. La'afuki midi Rav Katina. Dom Rav Katina, Bezdin is Kakin Afilu L'Pachad B'Shavar Pruta. Rav Katina argues. He said Bezdin takes the case even less than a Shavar Pruta. So to argue with that, that's why you say Yeshiva Sadayanim separately, to go against Rav Katina. Period. One more left off Levi's list. Levi, my time, Alok Tani Hektish. Why is Hektish not on Levi's list? Right, the Me'ila issues. Bechulin Kamari, Bekajim Lo Kamari. Because the Mishnah is only interested in Chulin cases, not in Kajim cases. Different categories. El Tarnad Don De Kamari, Bekajim Nisni, Meiser Bepruta. David's question, right? Why don't you say, if our Mishnah is interested in all categories, even Kachim, why don't you say Meiser Bepruta? Is Meiser Kachim? Is the Gemara just saying, well, if the Mishnah is talking about both extremes, you got to throw in Meiser. If it's talking about Chulin and Kachin, then Meiser is somewhere on that spectrum. Or is the Mishnah Gemara saying literally, Meiser is a form of Kachin? If you remember, we mentioned already twice. Last week we mentioned it, the Machlokas Rambam and the Ramban, whether the mitzvah of eating Meiser Sheni is a separate mitzvah say. The first mitzvah that the Ramban says the Rambam forgot. And then we mentioned the mitzvahs Hamelech, Rav Saman, to explain the machlokas, if you're medayik in the language of the Ramban and the Ramban views eating Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim as eating Kachim. Just because he says the mitzvah is to eat Maaser Sheni and Bechoros in Yerushalayim. So it's a form of eating Kachim. So according to that, this line is beautiful. This line is beautiful. If he's talking about Kachim, you should say Maaser. It's not a Raya Mechrachas. You could just say it's everything from Chulun to Kachim, so Maaser should be mentioned. But either way, it fits in beautifully to that line. Gemara answers no. Kamadamar ain't b'chom show pruta. This Mishnah is assuming like the Shita that the chomesh has to have a pruta, meaning the meiser has to have four prutas. Has to have four prutas. That's why it's not on the list. But let's say chomesh meiser b'prutas. Why didn't you say the chomesh on the list? But karna kamari b'chomesh lo kamari. We're talking about karens. We're talking about principles. We're not talking about derivative values. Period. Gufa. Amar of Katina, Bezdin is Nizkak, and Avila Bakal B'Shavar Pruta. Katina says that Bezdin is Nizkak even to less than a Shavar Pruta's worth of a case. Masiv Rav, is that true? But we learned, V'es Asher Chotam in HaKodesh Yishalim, it says by Me'ila, if you sinned related to Hektish, Yishalim, you have to pay, L'Rabos Pachal B'Shavar Pruta L'Yishavon, to include even less than a Shavar Pruta for returning, to the Beis HaMikdash, by Me'ila, L'Kodesh in Avala Hedyot Lo. We're Medayek. This is a din, even less than Shavar Pruta, by returning something to the Beis HaMikdash. That's the specific limud. But you would not say that about returning something to your friend. So how could Rav Katina say, Bezin is Nizkak, even to less than Shavar Pruta? We have a drasha that says otherwise. Elayi Yitmar Hach Yitmar. This is what Rav Katina meant. Amar Rav Katina, Im Huskaku Bezin L'Shavar Pruta, Gomer Nafilu L'Fachad B'Shavar Pruta. If the case at least started with the Shavar Pruta, they could finish it even if it's about less than a Shavar Pruta. Tchilas Adin Bein and Pruta, Gemar Din Lo Bein and Pruta. What exactly is the case of Tchilas Din and Sof Din? So Rashi says, Ruvain is Tovei Shimon, you owe me $100. Or you owe me a Pruta. So, and after that case is finished, they're still in court, Shimon turns around to Ruvain and says, Ruvain, you owe me a half of a Pruta. That's the case according to Rashi. that's considered tchilas din and sof din. In that case, once Bezdin is there and the players are there, they'll relate to that din. Says the Ritva, what? The Ritva says that's two dinim. They finish the first one, they go to the second one. That wouldn't be tchilas din and sof din. So the Ritva says, no, it is a different case. Let me read it. The Ritva says, what's the case of tchilas din and sof din? V'lo dayik, says Rashi, he says about Rashi, l'hai pirusha, l'shtet de gomrin, v'lishtet de gomar din, v'hanachon, shem huskuku, bezdin, l'tfiyah, shel pruta, aval pisha, nimsa, v'sof, sha tfiyah, in v'pruta, gomrin dino. The pashas of the Gemara. If they come to court and you think it's a pruta's worth of a din, but as Bezdin goes through the matan u'matan and it comes out that it's not, you finish the din. You don't throw it out in the middle of the process just because it ends up being less than a pruta. V'chein hilchasa. Then the Ritva adds on something important. V'kosvu rabo seinu. T'ha'ad ein nizkak in l'fak l'mishav pruta. That which we said, that Bezdin is not nizkak to less than a shav pruta, that's only when he's toveya money, less than a shav pruta. But he's toveya a kli, an item, Ba'en, then afilu apachat b'shevar pruta nizkakin. Even less than a shevar pruta, Bezdin will deal with. Because when it comes to kalim, kalim have a special status. Kalim are automatically worth a pruta. It's similar, not exactly, but similar, let's say, to, does this remind you of any type of sugya? That's something that doesn't meet the requirement of the shear, but because it's inherently chashuv, it automatically, the halachas kick in. Anything? Hilchos brachas, hilchos treifas, birya. Birya, you have one tiny little insect. One tiny little... So it's a whole item. It's less than a kezai, so it doesn't matter. Inherently, it's chashuv. It causes it by yisurin. You have a tiny little ant. That's less than a kezai. It's a whole item, a whole insect, so it's chashuv. So do with one grape. One grape might not be the shear. Therefore, it could be birya. That's tosis and safi. It doesn't apply to brachas. And that's what we mentioned. The Shulchan Aruch says, good advice, never eat one grape. Either eat zero or five. Because you don't want to come to have a safik bracha, because maybe one grape is enough, because it's a birya. So here too, once it's a kli that is inherent chashivus, and therefore even less than a shavapruta, Bezdin will be nizkak too. There's an important Rambam. The Rambam says, in Hilchos Me'ila, when he relates to this din of less than a shavapruta by Hekdish, the Rambam says, if you violate Me'ila less than a shavapruta, you pay the keren and you don't pay the chomesh. And then he says, V'yireli she'eno loke apachas mishavapruta im hayamezid. You don't get malchus. Usually get malchus for Me'ila. Says the Rambam, Yireli, which means his own svara. I don't know what this is based on source, so you don't get malchus. That's the Rambam. Ask all the Achronim, what do you mean, Yireli? There's never a chatzi shir that gets malchus. You never get punishments for malchus. So that is a question the Achronim ask. Maybe it has to do with, we don't have time for it right now, but maybe it has to do with the nature of Me'ila. Is the nature of Me'ila more of a gezel halacha, or is it a bizayin hektish halacha? And if it's a bizoy and hektish halacha, then the havamina might be, then pruta doesn't make a difference. There is no kind of chatzi shir. Any amount is a disgrace of hektish. That might be the chiddush of the Rambam. Says the Mishnah, chamisha chumshin hein. We had five prutas, now there are five cases of chomish. Elu hein. Ha'ochal truma, if a czar eats truma b'shogeg, then he has to pay back, as we had yesterday, chulin misukanim. He has to give back actual fruit, and he has to pay back a chomish. V'trumas meiser, and also trumas meiser, which is the truma that the levy takes off of meiser rishon to get to the kohen. V'trumas meiser shall demai, even trumas meiser of demai. Demai, produce that you get from an amaretz that you are not sure whether they took off meiseris and trumas meiser. They definitely took off truma gadola. So that too, you have to take off a chomish. The Achronim discussed this. This is a suffix. It's even a miut. Most amirats take off. So why should you have to take off a chomesh? What should you say? I must have a varaya. It's a suffix, just like we don't get by rishon today. Why? Tell the levim to prove that they're levim, right? So the achronim ask, why is truma gadola demai on the list? It must be. Rabbi Yosef Engel has a piece on this that the takana of demai was b'toras vadai. The motivation was because of a suffix, but the once they were misakin it, it's b'toras vadai that you got to take it off. That's what it seems is one of the rites. V'hachal of Abikurim. All of these are most of Chomish. That's all number one in the list. The first Chomish. Because all of those are really called Truma. Next. V'hapoda netar avayim ma'aser sheni shelo. If somebody redeems their own netar avayim ma'aser sheni, you have to be most of Chomish. V'hapoda es hektesha most of Chomish. If you redeem your own hektish that you were makdish, you add on a Chomish. Ad enesh v'pruta min ha-hektish, most of Chomish. If you violate mi'ila, you add on a Chomish. Ha-godos chaverosh v'pruta min ishvalo most of Chomish. Also, if you asham gazelos, you steal from your friend, you deny it, you swear about it, you are most of Chomish. Amar Rava, Kash leder of Elazar, Shumas Meiser Shal Demai, B'chiyasoch Hachamim Chizik L'Devrayim Kishal Torah. Fine, even if you want to say, that, like I just explained, that Demai is Betoris Vadai, but you put it on this list of Daraisas, it's just this the Chomesh of this Durabanan is the same as the Chomesh of all these Daraisas? Amr of Nachman, Amr Shmuel, yes. Hamani Rimeirhi, to Amar Asu Chachamim Chizik Ledevrayim Kishal Torah. It's like Shitas Rabbi Meir, with that the Chachamim made a Chizik to their words, and they treated it like a Din Daraisa. Tosva says, obviously, only in cases of need. In cases where we think people are going to take advantage, we gave the Din Rabbanan the status of a Daraisa. The Tanya, as the Braisa says, where did Rimeir say this as follows? Hamevi, get me Medina Sayyam. If somebody brings a get from Medina Sayyam, first parak in Gittin. Nasnu Lovalo Amar Labafani Nechtamani Nechtam, and they did not say, in front of me it was written Lishma, in front of me it was signed Lishma. They forgot that Takana Durabanan. Yotzi Vahavlad Mamzer. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Meir says on a Durabanan level, the Vlad is a Mamzer, and you have to get divorced if she got married with his get. So you see, Rabbi Meir says that. Vachachavim Omrim, no, ain't a Vlad Mamzer. I'm saying, no, it's a Durabanan. Kesed Yasa, what should you do? Yitzlenu Imenu, Vyasa Vinenu Labafnei Shnayim. Take the get back and give it again. Vyomar Labafnei Nachmani Nachtam. Take it back and say it again. Tosus discussed it. Why can't you just say it? What do you have to give it back for? Sakana was only Shas Nesina. That's what Tosus discusses here. Says the Gemara, Rameir, Mishum Delo, Amar Lab, Mifanei Echon, Nechlam, Yosef, Avlan, Mamzer. Rameir would say, what's so strong? He's so strong because he didn't fulfill the Sakana Durabanan. The Vlad will be a Mamzer, me Durabanan? The Gemara says, in yes. Rameir, Lotaime, Rameir is consistent with his Shita, the Amar of Hamnun, Mishbe, the Ula. Omar Hayer, Rameir, call him a Shanim, Yimadbe, Shatavah, Chachamim, Begitin, Yosef, Avlan, Mamzer. The Chazal don't fool around when it comes to Ilchas Gittin, and Arayos, and Ashes Ish. Any Din Durabanan has strong teeth, and the Vlad will be considered a Mamzer Midurabanan. So therefore, one, that's Rameir Shita, and that's the Shita in our Mishnah that puts Trumas Meisr Shel Demai, the Shita that puts Chacham also Chizak L'Devrayim, Kishel Torah. Okay. I guess we'll stop here, and Bez Hashem will continue on Sunday. Everybody should have a good Shabbos. So we'll get Daphne Zion, all about the other Hakdashos, and Kefel a little bit. And then again, we'll continue then on Wednesday. Sunday, Wednesday, Beth Hashem, and then the following Monday.